This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this has been a cluster and a half, and I have said this from the beginning, where we are trying to use a, I think it's a 1944 era policy to deal with the mess that we have at the border right now. And there's this back and forth, and the Republicans think they're right, the Democrats think they're right, everybody's right, but everybody's wrong. So when somebody says Title 42 is not a border policy and is not supposed to be an immigration policy, they're right. When somebody says Title 42 won't help, they're wrong. So we, you know, what is Title 42? Well, Title 42 is a measure that was put in place years ago to protect individuals coming in with infectious and communicable diseases to spreading it to America. This is why, I mean, in Ellis Island, you couldn't come to, you had to go through a medical check before you were able to come into land. In fact, when my husband and I got married, we were forced in California to take a syphilis test. Back then, you had to take a blood test before you got married. It was all about communicable diseases and making sure people weren't spreading it. I mean, we passed, we didn't have syphilis. But I think they might have also done HIV at the time, I forgot. But anyway, you know, it's not an uncommon thing to make sure that if somebody is coming into your country, they are not bringing communicable diseases. In fact, I read, and I want to look into this, apparently with China, they're thinking about restricting people from China because at least 50% of some of the travelers coming in have had COVID. I need to double check that. I want to make sure I fact check that first. But America's thinking about limiting that COVID from coming in from China. So when you have outbreaks or you have groups of individuals that could come in and bring a disease over that's not usually endemic to our part of the world, you do need some plan in place on how to address it and how to keep others safe. That measles outbreak that happened years ago when they said the epicenter was Disneyland, they later found out it was travelers, foreign travelers, that had come in. And individuals who were vaccinated got measles as well with that outbreak. So they thought maybe it was another strain, and you didn't really hear much about it after that. It was all in the news. We have a measles outbreak, and then we found out many of them were foreign, and many of the individuals who got measles were vaccinated. So was it because another strain came in? When you have people coming over the border, these other countries have multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. There's measles, there's monkeypox, there's Ebola, there's tons of things that people have. I mean, we consider ourselves a melting pot, having so many different individuals from so many countries and people traveling back and forth, but there's a lot of diseases, hepatitis, that can be brought in. So when we have a border that is very porous, people are actually cutting into fences. You have states trying to use shipping containers to provide a border. Yes, we're going to have infectious disease come in. Well, what's supposed to be happening is we're supposed to have a good border policy. We're supposed to have a lot of support for our border agents. We're supposed to have some sort of a barrier. Anything our border agents need, the federal government is supposed to be on top of and give them so they could do their job. But we are having surges and surges of migrants coming over. That can cause a public health issue. Title 42, a piece of paper, It's something that many politicians and Border Patrol agents are grabbing onto to allow them to expel some of these individuals that are coming over. Is it outdated? Or is COVID not as much of an issue now? Is it, you know, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. The problem we have here is we don't have a good border policy. And our immigration policy is overwhelmed because everybody and their mother wants to come to America. I get that. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. My father and his parents, when they were able to come to America 20 years after the Holocaust, and they learn the language and take the tests and become citizens, I am so grateful for America and their immigration policy. But we have to have a robust immigration policy and figure out how to not overwhelm our border agents and allow cartel and criminals to come over. So Title 42 is one of the very few tools that our agents can access and use. It's not ideal. So with the Supreme Court, even Judge Gorsuch, I think, had said, now he had, the Supreme Court had voted to allow Title 42 to stay temporarily. But Judge Gorsuch said the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis. He's not wrong. He said courts should not be in the business of perpetuating administrative edicts designed for one emergency only because elected officials have failed to address a different emergency. We are a court of law, not policymakers of last resort. So he brings up a good point. I know, you know, people are frustrated with Title 42 one way or the other. But we're using something that really shouldn't be the last line of defense to protect ourselves from cartel, from criminals, from other infectious disease from coming over. And COVID was an excuse that we could use to try to slow things down. But the message is not, all right, guys, look, you know, there's a waiting list. Right, we're a little overwhelmed. There's going to be a line. It might be a long line. We're going to do this orderly. That's not what's happening. People are coming to the border. They're coming with their kids. They're cold. They're freezing. They're unhealthy. They need help. And our border towns are overwhelmed. Our hospitals are overwhelmed. Our medical centers are overwhelmed. And everybody's trying to help. And I get it. I get it. And you know, this, we aren't even talking about Ukrainian refugees. I mean, we only have, you know, a war, even though you could argue that it's a war zone in a lot of these areas, but we haven't even gotten to World War III, and we are overwhelmed. So we need something better than Title 42, because Title 42 still isn't working. We're still having infectious disease come across the border. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel, who is our producer. So this is the next thing I want to talk about. Remember I had asked you all about what you predict in terms of our future, well, in terms of the next year, where we have 2023 and how the 20s haven't been that good. Well, one of you had written and said that you're very optimistic or very pessimistic about our education, and you do not think the education is going in the right direction. And the one thing I've noticed as a physician, as an educator, just noticing around town, is we have a major math problem. Now, some of you may say, Dr. Dahlia, we got bigger fish to fry. No big deal. We got COVID. We got the airline issue. We got the economy. Listen up. This is a big issue. This is, I think, a bigger issue than we're realizing. And people have talked about it. People have brought it up. but no one's really doing anything about it. And I watch people. I pay attention. Remember years ago I told you I was playing blackjack, and I'm sitting there with some younger people who were playing. And I'll look at cards, and I'll 8 and 5, 13, 7 and 4 is 11. Got to double down. Got a couple 8s. Let's split them. Well, I don't like splitting 8s. If I get a couple 8s, I'm like, you know what, forget it. But still, it all depends on what his card is showing. But the people I was next to were counting on their fingers. They were like, hit me. And I'm like, what are you counting on your fingers for? You can't just look at the two numbers and just... And then they would argue with the dealer because they didn't know their number. They're like, I have 21. I won. He's like, no, that's 22. And I didn't want to laugh because I thought that was kind of sad that I was seeing adults who can't count their blackjack cards. Now, we're seeing this with children also. When you ask a child a simple math question or a simple, many of them are not able to think it through, get it out there. Now, when I was in the fifth grade, we learned our multiplication tables. And I know everybody thinks that's late, but I went to 12 schools, and in both fifth grades I went to, that's when we got our times tables. That was in the 80s. Now they get it earlier. They teach times tables, I think, third grade now. And to get through that times table, it was rigorous. You had to do it fast. You had time tests. You had to, the way they taught, and I'm not saying they taught things better back then, but all I know is I learned my math, and I became very good at math. Now, maybe it's because that style worked for me. For other individuals, it might be a different style. But our kids are learning math differently. They seem to be doing things differently. And now with COVID, I'm noticing that people are thinking less. And I don't even want to blame COVID and the brain fog. I really want to blame tech. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I think it was DI and Mojave. But there was an area on the east side of town that would have the $1.99 movie theater. And so my friends would be like, Dahlia, what's playing at the $1.99 movie theater? I think I saw Home Alone there. And I'm like, well, let me call them. You would call up the movie theater. So it was 734-2124. They're like, how do you know the number? And they're trying to find a phone book. I go, and you just memorize the number. 734-2124. So I dial it. I listen. Home Alone is playing at this time, or whatever. I don't know. Whatever movie was out, we saw Terminator 2. But I had the number memorized. How many of you have any number memorized? Now we just ask our phones to call. We don't even look it up. We ask our phones to call. Are we losing out on that part of the brain and that functioning? Now, we've been saying this for years. People have brought this up, you know, with smartphones. Smartphones are making us dumb. I've spoken about that on my show. But I think they're going to be making us really dumb. And I'm not saying dumb as insulting. I'm saying dumb as a very suppressed brain activity. And if our kids don't have to memorize our phone numbers, if they don't have to memorize, you know, I don't even have to memorize a birthday anymore. I used to know all my friends' birthdays. And the other day I was thinking about it, I was like, you know what? My friend Mark from medical school, it's his birthday. His birthday's coming up, but I just don't remember the date. Well, Facebook reminded me the next day. I'm like, I knew it. I knew it was coming up. Why didn't I have that memorized? Now, some of my older friends I do, but I don't even know my nieces and nephews' birthdays. That's a problem. And is it because I've been out of school for so long? Is it because COVID messed with my brain? Or is it because we're just not using that anymore and you don't have to? You don't have to know when a person's birthday is because social media is going to remind you. Or they're going to remind you because they're going to go and say thank you all for the birthday wishes. And you're like, oh, don't, I forgot to birthday. And then you, everybody, we have reminders now. Now, that might help for those of us who are aging and need reminders because we lose our post-it notes, but it's not good in terms of our executive function. And I really worry that our newer generation, our Generation Alpha, and our Gen Zs that have to kind of run the world later are not going to have a lot of these mental abilities. And we're so dependent on computers that if we can't solve things and figure it out, we're getting lazy. We're getting lazier and lazier. Remember having to find the phone book? You had to bend down, because we had the phone book under a cupboard. So you had to bend down and grab it. You had to lift it. You had to put it up. You had to sift through. You had to know your ABCs. You had to find the letter. Then you would look down, you'd find it, and you'd make the phone call. Now, I'm not saying I want that back again, but we have cut that time now down to seconds. So we're expecting things to be done in seconds. We have no patience. We have no tolerance. We don't think things through. The average person doesn't read a book anymore. That's a problem. And so when we start to see, you know, people sit there when we're buying something going, maybe it's this much off. I swear, I've been to a store where the label is wrong, where it says this is $4. And they said, no, it's $4 off. And I says, no, it says there that you could buy it for $4. There's a problem here. And people aren't stupid. It's just they haven't been required to use that part of the brain. So those of you that are not very pessimistic or that, who are pessimistic about the future and you're worried about the education of kids, you're not that far off. We're not forcing people to think. You know, these word problems and story problems, I hated them. I hated doing story problems in school because I just wanted to give me a math problem and I'm going to shoot that out like a computer. But you want me to think and process? I don't like to do it. And it's not that I was lazy. Just I liked memorizing things and spewing it out. Well, if I'm not learning how to process things and do story problems and work it through and come up with the logic, I mean, remember our teacher would go, well, let's take a look. Look at the first sentence. The first sentence gives you some data. Then you look at the next sentence. So draw it out. Write it out. There was a process we learned. We're not learning that online. The average student is still getting a lot of their education online. People, by the way, are taking their tests online. And they're cheating. I didn't have open book tests. I didn't have open computer tests. Yeah, there's cameras doing AI and checking to see if your eyes are wandering, which is, I think, it's very hard to take a test, thinking that a camera's watching you and you have a robot watching you and is going to accuse you if you have to scratch yourself when you look down and then the camera says you're cheating. But that's not a way I think school should be. And I'm not saying we have to go back to old school, but if for any of you that have children or nieces or nephews, just throw a math problem out at them. Just throw a question and see how they answer. And if they're, I don't know, or if they reach for their phone, you know, there's some schools that want to ban phones in school. I'm mixed on that because with the Uvalde shooting and with all the BS that now happens in schools, I want every kid to be able to access their parent or access first responders. I do agree with during certain lessons, all phones up here, and then I'll give them back to you after that lesson. But even teachers are noticing these kids aren't learning Jack Diddley Squat. We have to have a country with people who know how to do simple math and a simple math problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. As travel troubles continue across the nation with more than 4,000 flights canceled already Wednesday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says this is more than just a weather-related issue regarding Southwest Airlines.
As a watchdog, we are going to hold them accountable, and we're going to have to take a deeper look at what's going on with their scheduling systems. We all understand that you can't control the weather. This has clearly crossed the line from what's an uncontrollable weather situation to something that is the airline's direct responsibility.
Southwest is responsible for a vast majority of the cancellations due to lingering impacts of bad weather and operational issues. The first fleet of next-generation Starlink satellites lifted off Wednesday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is carrying the satellites into orbit. Tim Berg, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think the president is on vacation again. And I get, you know, he needs a vacation. It's just he's not very active. We don't hear much about Joe Biden. And I don't think a lot of the country minds because it's not like he's very effective anyway. But Pete Buttigieg has finally gotten on the case with what's been happening with the travel chaos. And finally, days into it, we did get some sort of a response. Apparently, he did meet with the CEO of Southwest Airlines. And the Department of Transportation is now getting involved. He met with union leaders to reiterate the company's responsibility to customers. This is according to what he told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. And Pete Buttigieg told CNN that the Department of Transportation would hold Southwest accountable after he said the airline had promised the department in writing last summer that they would, quote, take care of customers during delays and cancellations. He said that now that we have those commitments that were made to us over the summer, we're going to be using that as a tool to hold them accountable. And I made that clear to Southwest leadership. Good. He is getting tough. Now the CEO pledged to me that they will not only meet, but will exceed the customer service standards and commitments they have made to us in the past, and that they are in a position to enforce. Now, as you know, they had to cancel thousands of flights with the holiday weekend. Most people's Christmas was ruined on Monday, and I don't want to just blame Southwest for Christmas, but they're, from what we're understanding, they didn't have the same problems. They had more problems than other airlines. And we thought, well, maybe they just have a lot of people with COVID out. And it sounds like there might have been software issues, some management issues. And so today, the airline has canceled, let me see, we have about 2,800 cancellations within the U.S. 62% of their flights, 2,500 of their flights have been canceled. So they're still canceling thousands of flights. Southwest told Insider in a statement Monday, or a Southwest employee, has said the cancellations because of their scheduling tools. Some airline workers have complained it is outdated. So the airline had said, we are encouraging customers to submit receipts to be considered for reimbursement. Now, the plan is the airline is going to rebook customers on the next available Southwest flight to their destination at no additional cost. They will also provide refunds for tickets. For circumstances that are within the airline's control, staff will provide a meal voucher upon request or will provide reasonable reimbursement for meals purchased. Keep in mind, these airports have very expensive food. So a bottle of water is $5. That's going to be pretty expensive. Not to mention when you go to the restaurant, I think my kids were hungry and we had a really long layover. So I took him to the restaurant. There wasn't a lot of little, in the terminal we were in, there wasn't fast food. So we had to sit down at a restaurant. We didn't get out of there for under $80. It's kind of expensive. They're going to have to pay that then. But they will provide, quote, reasonable, they're not saying that much, for circumstances that are within the airline's control, staff will arrange lodging upon request, if available, or provide reasonable reimbursement for lodging. Staff can also offer transportation vouchers or reimbursement. Okay, so now the key to that is, okay, you have hotels out there during the holiday week, prime season. I don't think they're going to be $55 hotel rooms. A lot of these hotel rooms, or the nearest one that somebody's going to be able to find open, I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the $250 range. That could be pretty expensive. And for circumstances that are within the airline's control. So that's going to be up to them on whether, well, guys, it was the snow. How many times is Southwest going to say, you know what, this was because of a scheduling conflict. It's our fault. We double booked. They're going to say it snowed. Not everybody's going to get money, people. For circumstances, they say, that are not within the airline's control, staff can try to arrange discounts for lodging near the airport. So the United States Department of Transportation called the amount of cancellations from Southwest unacceptable and announced they would be investigating the cause of the delays. See, if I was the Department of Transportation, and again, I'm not in politics, I'm not in government, but I would have maybe gotten involved before the holiday. I would have, if I was a Southwest CEO, I would have gotten involved earlier. We always have travel chaos. Every holiday, there's travel chaos. Because there's bad weather. There's a lot of demand. But this was beyond what people have seen. And it's never been this bad. Why didn't the Department of Transportation anticipate heavy travel? Check in with everybody. Just say, guys, we'll just come on, take a peek. What do you have? What's your plan? We are going to have weather. We know there's going to be a weather system. What's the plan? How are we doing this? It seems like now they're getting involved. And some people would say, good, I don't want the government involved until we need them, if we need them at all. But they're acting like they're these big heroes, and maybe somebody could have realized that there was outdated. If it really was outdated software, that's a pretty easy find. What are you guys using for your scheduling software? I mean, hospitals. What are you using for your medical record software? We're using this. When was it last updated? What's the year on it? Okay, that's outdated. Updated. Simple 2-minute find. Not sure what the hell happened. It's because people who work in the government, they're just there to collect a paycheck. Not all of them. We have some good workers there, but come on. So the United States Department of Transportation is quote-unquote concerned by Southwest unacceptable rate of cancellations and delays and reports of lack of prompt customer service. The department will examine whether cancellations were controllable and if Southwest has complied with this customer service plan. So, meals, lodging are not guaranteed. If they claim this was weather-related for your particular flight, that they don't owe you nothing for that. And they're not gonna have the money. Now, for those of you that do have a flight that you think you're going to need, you might want to get it now. I'm looking at some of the want to getaway rates. There's some really good want to getaway rates. I have a wedding to go to. I think I'm going to get online and get my ticket now because these prices are going to go up. If there's going to be fines that Southwest is, if Southwest is going to, number one, they've lost all those fares because they have to give the money back, but on top of that, have to pay for food and lodging in an already inflated, overpriced market, you bet your butt that your future flight is going to be expensive. Now, some of you are saying, I'm not flying Southwest. See, I don't have much of a choice. I have to go to certain places, and it's just that Southwest is the main hub, main flight that we have to take. So, it's prices are going up, I'm telling you right now. Not to mention Delta, see, Christmas time, winter holiday time, is where companies make their money. And when you have to cancel a flight, you know how much you guys are spending for one. Some of these flights are $500, $700, $800. So you're losing money on one flight. Imagine losing it on thousands. Now, I don't think they're going to go bankrupt. Because they got the money, and if they didn't spend it, they could give the money back. But they were riding on that. The holiday season is when people make their money. It's when things are the busiest. That's when people are more free to spend. If you have a flight coming up, you might want to look into it. Always have a backup plan. Southwest has been one of my favorites because if you have to change a flight, you don't usually get charged fees. And you get to bring a suitcase, which is nice. You don't get charged for your suitcase. Some of these other airlines, they nickel and dime you, even for seat choice. I'll go on Orbitz or cheap flights. I'll pick it's cheaper to do it this way. And then you find out that you are stuck in between two people and you aren't even sitting with your kids. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're finding out that some countries, not the U.S. yet, correction, again, I wanted to look it up before I could report on it, but many countries are tightening their rules as China is dealing with one of their biggest COVID outbreaks, and Italy has now become the latest country to impose mandatory COVID tests on Chinese tourists. China announced it would reopen its borders next week. And these tighter measures have already been taken on by Japan, Malaysia, Taiwan, and India. The U.S. said it's considering imposing more rules. So after 3 years of restrictions, China will let people travel more easily from January 8th. But on the flip side, China is dealing with one of their biggest COVID surges. So some countries are wary about that. I'd like to still know where the virus came from. I'd like to still make sure leaks aren't still happening, and the you know, half-assed protocols that the Wuhan Institute of Virology might have had aren't still happening. As we know, China in the past with the first SARS outbreak had issues with their labs and leaks. But seeing countries start bringing on the COVID testing, right now it's supposed to be for individuals coming from China. Where I get nervous is travel was a cluster and a half when we had the COVID test. As many of you know, these tests are not very accurate. And some people might test positive for months. So if you can't get back into your country or you can't go somewhere and you are traveling with a family, as far as we're concerned, nobody gets left behind. We just all don't go. By the way, if you have COVID or if you test positive for COVID, that doesn't get you out of the ticket. And most travel insurances are now getting out of that because they're ending up paying too much. So it almost makes you not want to travel. But right now, it hasn't gotten that bad yet. But Beijing said coronavirus rules should be brought in on a scientific basis, as they've been dealing with a lot of protests and riots and people mad. Some countries are accusing the media of hyping up the situation. You think? On Monday and Tuesday, China announced it would ease its restrictions on travel to and from the country. From January 8th, quarantine for travelers entering China will end. Passport applications for Chinese citizens will resume. Travel sites reported a spike in traffic. Italy said they are going to bring in mandatory COVID testing for all passengers coming from China. Health Minister Orazio Schillaci said, I love Italian accents, I can't make one though, said it was essential to ensure that the surveillance and identification of any new variants of the virus and to protect the Italian population. As you know, we're dealing with the XBB and the BQ1.1 and the BQ1 variants right now that are supposedly evading vaccines, evading previous immunity. We aren't seeing death rates to the same level, but we are seeing many cases. Japan, for example, in the last 24 hours had 216,000 cases. South Korea, 87,000 cases. Taiwan, 28,000 cases. I'm looking at worldometers, and I notice a lot of countries haven't been really giving much data. In America, we don't have the data because people aren't testing. They're saying, oh, I have it, or they test at home. Nobody gets that information. The only way that information gets to the government is if the patient is going to get Paxlovid, and a COVID medication, because then they have to test at the pharmacy, or they have to test at the doctor's office to then get the medication. But for those of you at home saying, I have it, I'm just going to isolate, we don't know the true numbers. So in Japan, from Friday, all travelers from China and those who visited it within 7 days are going to be tested for COVID upon arrival. Those who test positive will be required to quarantine for 7 days if they have symptoms, or 5 if asymptomatic. Now, you see, with that, you could lie. Remember we talked about Ebola, where people would take a bunch of Tylenol or Motrin to bring their fever down so they could get into the country? Well, so it is on the honor system. Are you coughing? No, I'm not coughing. How are they ensuring that? In India, people traveling from China and four other Asian countries must produce a negative COVID test before arriving. Passengers will be put in quarantine if they have symptoms or test positive. Taiwan is going to also. Now, Taiwan, remember, they're a little nervous about what's going on with China. I think China and Russia did some joint drills recently. Even if you're coming from boat, you will have to take COVID tests. Those who test positive will have to isolate at home. Malaysia is also going to put on additional tracking and surveillance measures in place. The U.S. is going to consider taking similar steps. They are mounting concerns, obviously, with things coming in. It's so fascinating how we seem to be, we always used to be ahead of the curve. We were the ones who would be on top of things. And now it's, well, we'll see what everybody else is doing and what's going on. And we need to get our mojo back. But we're not going to be there. President is going to have a lovely vacation. Good for him. It's St. Croix. Is that how you pronounce it? He and his family. And mind you, our president should be allowed to go on vacation. He works really hard going to Delaware a lot. But it is frustrating. If he had an amazing team, here's the thing. You can be CEO. You can manage a company. You can manage a country. If you have fantastic people who are covering and are, but it's a mess right now. Inflation's a mess. Economy's a mess. Travel's a mess. The border's a mess. He's got some splaining to do, especially since he wants to run for office again, he says. But he's going to be in the tropical U.S. Virgin Islands. He's got a luxury villa. It's owned by a billionaire Democratic donor who's letting him stay there. Huh. It sounds like the First Lady Jill, daughter Ashley, her husband Howard, grandkids Natalie, Hunter Jr., they need to be careful because if Hunter Biden's there, they're going to have to clean up the coke. All right. In the meantime, we are seeing people really, really struggle with one of the biggest storms ever. In fact, the looting has started in Buffalo as we have neighborhoods abandoned. Apparently, store owners have had to open fire on looters. Buffalo has fallen into chaos. Dozens of videos posted online show brazen thieves taking advantage of the mess. The Buffalo Police Department has arrested 8 people so far. The department has shared a series of videos of ransacked stores throughout the city. Clips also emerge of store owners taking on the looters themselves. One such video was taken by a man outside the Sky's The Limit hair salon and said that the local Arab small business community has taken up arms against looters. The group is seen confronting a suspect in the streets and then chases the person down the snow-covered driveway of the salon. Panic screams are heard in the background as one of the men opened fire on the fleeing suspect. Now remember, if somebody is facing you and coming at you and you shoot them, you should be covered by the law. But if you shoot somebody in the back and they're running away, you could get in trouble. Amid the chaos, residents are mourning the latest victims discovered in the storm. Abdul Sharafu, 26 years old, a refugee from Congo, who had gone out to buy groceries for his 9-month-old pregnant wife. He died trying to weather the storm. Sharifu had left his wife Gloria with friends and family on Christmas Eve, went to get supplies, but he did not return home. They said he froze to death. He abandoned his car on Main Street to try to walk home. There's a GoFundMe page to help for his funeral expenses. Just so, you know, the 22-year-old nurse, I don't know if you saw the video of her in her car, and she would text the family. Family would keep checking on her. And she would say, the police are coming. Somebody said they're going to come. But and she seemed to be really understanding. She said, everybody's here stranded. The police are getting stranded. She was on the phone waiting. And then they believe she fell asleep. But she died from carbon monoxide poisoning because the snow had blocked her exhaust pipe. Wow. Be safe out there, guys. Godspeed. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.